Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men do the best thing, not the easy thing. Well, I like that. I'll say that again. I say real men do the best thing, not the easy thing. What if you stop hearing from God? What do you do when you feel like you're missing Him? What about when the silence of God seems so loud you can't even hear yourself think? What do you do when you're being faithful but you don't see the fruit from your faithfulness? Now, it's important to know that God is not as concerned with the results of our circumstances, but more so our obedience in the middle of our circumstances. See, the process is more important to God than the outcome, because God already knows the outcome because He knows the end from the beginning. But the Bible says God honors obedience over sacrifice. And in John 14:23, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Now, if anyone loves Jesus, but we do love Jesus, right? And we want to keep his word, don't we? But what do you do if you're not hearing what God has to say to even obey him? Now, the truth of the matter is, when we find ourselves spiritually frustrated or relationally challenged or financially strapped, or even in the middle of a personal storm, the question we should have for God shouldn't be, "Why are we in this situation?" but, "God, how can I obey you more? How can I be more faithful to the process and not be so concerned and overwhelmed by the problem and an uncertain outcome? God, how do I honor you even if you don't save my marriage? God, how do I honor you even if my prodigal son never returns home? God, how do I honor you even if my business or ministry doesn't prosper? How do I honor you even if my cancer isn't healed or removed? God, how do I honor you even if my mom, dad, or child still dies? Lord, how do I honor you even if my prayers aren't answered?" So how do we get to a place where we're loving God for who He is, not just for what He can do for us? How do we get to a place where we're obeying God by seeking His face, not just the blessings from His hand? We should simply change our focus by making our world smaller so we can see God as being bigger and our steps a lot clearer. And we can do that by simply asking in the midst of our storms, "God, what will you have me to do next, right now?" See, with Peter, it wasn't about, "Jesus, how can I walk on water like you?" but rather Jesus simply saying, "Come," and Peter stepping out of the boat. With the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda, it wasn't about, "Jesus, why have I been paralyzed for 38 years? But rather Jesus telling him, "Pick up your mat and walk." With the disciples, it wasn't about, "Jesus, why haven't we been able to catch fish all night?" but rather Jesus telling them, "Go into the deep." With Mary and Martha, it wasn't about, "Jesus, why did you let our brother die unnecessarily?" but rather Jesus saying, "Lazarus, come forth." See, it wasn't about the desired outcome. It was more about their faithful obedience. It's the man who says, "You know what, Joe, my wife and I are not getting along. We argue all the time. She says it's over, that she loves me, but she's no longer in love with me. She's found another man that she's interested in. And I've done everything I can, loving her the best I could, but she's not willing to go to counseling. And she's already contacted a lawyer to inquire about getting a divorce. I don't know what else to do." Well, simply you stop. You make your world smaller and focus on the moment and simply ask God, "Abba Father, I don't know what to do about this, but what would you have me to do next right now?" The truth of the matter is God has equipped us to handle almost anything if we just take it heartbeat by heartbeat, breath by breath, moment by moment, and step by step. And then we walk in faithful obedience. Now, if this was your marriage, what God is not going to tell you to do next is save your marriage, because you can't. It takes two people submitted to God's will to do that, and even God won't override your free will. So that means you have no power to overcome your wife's will or your child, mom, dad, or friend for that matter. But if you humbly ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do next right now? God will gently remind you to seek him immediately in the moment. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And what does that look like? Now, I don't know what that will look like for you, but what I do know is it'll be something you can do and something you can control right now in the moment. And all God will require from you is your humble and faithful obedience. Now, it may not change what's going on around you, but it will definitely change what's going on inside of you. Remember, God is more concerned about the process and purpose of his plan rather than the product of our happiness. God's desire is to make us holy like his son Jesus, not just happy. Now, in this situation with a wife, seeking God and doing what's next right now may mean spiritually fasting and praying and reading God's word. Personally, it might be to write her a heartfelt letter confessing and telling the truth about your personal struggles as a man. Now, relationally, it might be you humbling yourself and asking her to forgive you for not loving her the way Christ loved the church and gave up himself for her. Now, professionally, God may say seek a Christian counselor for yourself, not for your marriage. Socially, he may ask you to reach out to another brother and honestly share your burden with him. And thoughtfully, it may be you reserving a hotel room for your wife so she can have a weekend to herself away from you and the kids. Now, do you see? None of these things in itself is guaranteed to save your marriage. But that's not the point, even though it may be the goal. My spiritual mentor always tells me, Joe, God didn't call you to be successful. He called you to be faithful. See, all of these small steps of obedience God may be asking you to take isn't to save your marriage, but rather to shape and mold your character into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Because what difference does it make if you achieve a saved marriage, but you still have a scarred soul? See, that's the equivalent of putting a Band-Aid on a surgical wound. Your marriage won't really be better, it'll just bleed out slower. But you have to start by asking God that simple question in the middle of your pain, hurt, fear, and storm. And that question is, God, my King, what would you have me to do next, right now? Now, asking this question won't be hard. In fact, it's rather easy to do. The hard part would be your willingness, or should I say unwillingness, to walk by faith, not by sight, and obeying God when he tells you to do the next thing. Whenever I hear someone say, Joe, I've asked God what to do, but I didn't hear anything from him, they're really not being honest. They didn't really ask the Holy Spirit, what would you have me to do next right now? They really asked God, what can I do to save my marriage? Or what can I do to get my wife to forgive me? They may be asking questions like, what can I do to get my prodigal child to listen to me? God, what can I do to keep my parent from dying? God, what can I do to get rid of this cancer? God, what can I do to stop watching porn? The truth is, you can't do any of these things without help. But we know with God, all things are possible. So our job is to put our trust in him, not our circumstances. To trust God with the outcome as we focus on our obedience. And we do that by asking God and the Holy Spirit, what will you have me to do next right now? Trust me, the answer you receive, and you will receive an answer, because God wants us to obey him even more than we want to. The answer you will receive from God will be a simple step, but it won't be easy unless you're willing to obey him. The real question is, are you? Are you willing to obey his command? Are you willing to take a step or get up, come forth, or go deeper? Remember, real men always do the next best thing, not just the next easy thing. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with another man who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews, because they just inspired me and they encouraged me to keep doing this podcast. And this came from a guy that I can't pronounce the name because it's kind of like just a lot of letters, but it's a great review and I want to share this with you. He writes, I'm a big music fan and never thought of spending my time waking up and driving to work listening to podcasts. But this is one new habit I've built that has significantly changed my mental state every day I'm at work. Dr. Joe Martin is a great speaker and has a God-gifted gift in saying what we as men need to hear from another man in order to grow in our faith and as leaders of our house. Thanks, Dr. Joe. And thank you for whoever submitted that podcast review on iTunes, that 5-star review. I really appreciate that. What a blessing that is to me. And guys, I really enjoy all the reviews that you guys submit, and I pick them randomly, so who knows, I may actually read yours on air. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and stay in his grip. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.